Now, Michael Lucas, my best friend, listens to our podcast.
Yes.
And he says he feels like we do the intros under duress. Like,
oh, it's because we do it at the end of the day.
That's what I said.
It is under duress.
That's what I said. He's like, every day I listen and it sounds like you're doing it from outside the door.
Yeah, we are.
So keen to leave.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Lucas.
Oh, I love him.
I love you, mate, but you shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth. So we're doing the intro now. It's 7:38. We're halfway through the show.
Yes.
We're nearly on holidays.
Yeah, everything was going to be peppy today.
Ooh, but don't worry. Next week, the podcast will continue. And what's happened is Ben has themed each day. So you'll be able to get poo chats.
Yes.
Diva chats.
Yes.
Dog chats.
Yes.
What else?
Go skeptics. And inspirational women.
Oh, inspirational women.
Ben, I'm very impressed. But okay, why haven't you done one that is what have you had stuck in you? Because
and why haven't you done sex dolls?
Yeah.
There's only so many things.
Why don't you read our brands and do that?
There's so many brands.
Do 5 days of smut. We sort of had to balance it out.
That's a good point.
It'd be hard to find other.
There is so much poo chat. You've got no idea.
Oh dear. That's gonna be a 5-hour podcast special edition.
Our podcasts are literally full of shit.
Literally. Nice. Amazing. But today's podcast isn't. Today, there's things.
Yeah.
Mimi gets on a jet ski, really. That's the highlight of the whole thing.
What a lose unit.
Enjoy the pod. We'll see. We'll hear you again in a week, but keep subscribing and downloading because the themed ones are going to be better than the real thing. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
It's the radio show that sometimes finds it difficult to keep its composure.
Just properly read the story I'm bringing to the table.
Okay.
Even for us, make it
a bit much. Okay. Strap in, Sydney.
Hosted by two people who aren't afraid to get passionate.
I'm a connoisseur of sex dolls.
You're not.
I'm an enthusiast.
You're
enthusiastic. I'm enthusiastic about them.
You are enthusiastic.
I think it's fantastic.
You're not a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur.
No.
What's the difference?
Well, you would have held a few up and into the light, tasted a couple.
Spat them out in the bin.
Yeah.
But at least they go against the norm and always agree on everything.
There's nothing about this idea I can get on board
this
with.
It's amazing.
The worst idea ever.
I want to be the space person. All right.
This is
the Emerson Radio Show
with Holly Green.
Good morning, dickhead.
I don't even remember what we were disagreeing about.
The dating app. Me, wanting to set people up.
Yeah.
My dad.
I stand by my comments.
My dad was driving the girls home to our place last night when that was replaying at night. And he's just walked in and he goes, are you matchmaking now, are you? All right, Vincey, good on you.
Vincey.
Oh, he's the best. He had my girls yesterday. He fed them. He had my girls' friends over. He fed them. Then he dropped them all home. Then he brought them home to my place. He's the best.
I mean, it's the least he can do in terms of feeding. You know? he's a great granddad.
He's the best.
If he'd had them for that time and didn't feed them, you're like, why didn't you feed them?
He's Italian. Yeah. They were fed from the moment they walked through the door. We have a big show. It's our last one before we take a week off. So expect just giddy.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Off hook.
We're just so excited.
I've already checked out.
Oh, in my mind, in Byron Bay, lying on the beach right now.
By the way, it's been almost 9 weeks. I've got to the day of that
we should
I
be
said
doing
I
a
would.
Break on this.
Oh, should we?
We should, I reckon.
All right.
Let's save it. It's a good break.
I forget what I just said.
Okay, great. We have $10,000 to give away for Alpha Bucks because everyone's going, hang on a minute, that's $40,000 less than usual.
Yeah, because we gave away $50,000 yesterday.
We did.
Sucks to be you, $10,000 people.
It's
good money, isn't it?
You wouldn't sniff your nose at it.
No. Yeah. Sniff. Maybe some people say I wouldn't sniff my nose.
Yeah. M silly dolls.
But right now, you know who it's time for.
Who? Oh, my God, I cannot believe every morning she walks through the door so bubbly. Dolly Parton, how are you?
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, God.
Oh, you brought Cartman along for the ride as well.
Oh, howdy, partners.
There we go.
I'm so glad to be here. You guys going on holidays. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Here's my quote for the day, because I got to go. If you talk bad about country music, it's like saying bad things about my mama. Them's fighting words. Thanks, Dolly. Calling all sexy ginger men.
Wow.
Is that an oxymoron?
Just straight in. It's not an oxymoron.
No way.
There's sexy ginger men in the world.
I'm married to one.
Yeah, it's fine.
Auburn on top, red on the bottom.
There's also some hectic looking ones. But
there's some ones that, like, everything's. Yeah, like, Ed Sheeran's a hectic redhead. He's a hectic redhead.
Yeah, I've got a redhead, mate, that literally looks like if you step in the sun, you're just going to. Beautiful man, love him.
Luke McGregor's a hectic redhead.
Yeah, yeah, he can
just... You know we can see the insides of the rims of their eyes?
Yes.
You know, that's when you know they're a hectic redhead. But not these guys are looking for sexy ginger redheads because...
Yep.
That doesn't make sense. They're doing a calendar, and it's called the Red Hot Calendar. And they've been in the past done Red Hot British Boys, Red Hot Exposed.
Yep.
They're dedicated to people loving redheads.
Right.
Now they're back with a new calendar concept. Do we have the noise?
Mm-hmm.
It's called 2018 Red Hot...
Cox.
Cox.
The sound effect. So that we didn't say cock on air.
They're planning a full...
Oh, really?
They're planning... But we can only say it 70 times.
How many?
I reckon we can only say it 3 more times and then we have to use the rooster sound.
Okay, we've said it 3. We've got everybody get
how many
your
times
cock counter going. Oop, 2.
Don't blow the cock count.
Ah! You cocked it.
They're planning a full frontal calendar filled with ginger-only dudes with their ginger pubes and their ginger penises out for the world to behold.
Can I get in it if I dye my hair?
Well, I don't think... I feel like this is discriminatory. If you want to have been a full frontal calendar for redheads, you can dye it.
They have their time to shine.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. And it's very exciting. They've launched a Kickstarter project raising money for the calendar's production and invited anyone up for getting their... out for the lads to apply as a volunteer. They want 12 guys, 12 copper knobs, because ginger pubes are awesome and your life needs more colour.
Amazing.
Fanta pants, fire crotch, all the things.
Love
There's
it.
So many things.
Ginger ninjas.
So the calendar's donating money to the Movember Foundation's testicular cancer awareness campaign.
So you're
doing
on board
some
with
good,
that.
Right? Or as Red Hot say, I haven't read this quote, so I don't know what's about to come out.
Okay.
The world is a dark place, so brighten up your life with our new super colourful charity calendar of 12 ginger. My children are sitting out there.
They're not listening.
Thank God.
Here's a treat for you. Construction worker skewed through the anus by 4-foot bar.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
Do you know how tall 4 foot is?
I just pursed.
Yeah, you should purse.
Clench.
I'll read that again.
Do a
construction worker skewed through the anus by 4-foot bar.
Oh, God.
That's the height of Grand Denyer.
Yep. Okay, I'll read it again.
You just said
construction worker skewed through the anus by Grant Denyer.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Grant.
Hectic.
You're taller than that, mate.
Is he?
He is. He lost a bit, though.
Tragically in that accident.
Amazing.
Yes.
A construction worker somehow survived after he was electrocuted, thrown from his workstation, and then skewed through the backside by a steel bar.
Oh.
No.
Yang Ming underwent a 7-hour operation to remove the reinforced steel after it shot up through his anus and stopped just under his right shoulder.
Whoa.
Narrowly avoiding contact with his vital organs.
Wow.
I will show you an X-ray.
Oh, no.
You need to see an X-ray.
Oh. Holy mackerel.
So that steel bit of Rio has gone through his butthole and up through his entire body and stopped just before it came out of his shoulder.
Good Lord.
And it essentially...
He's like a shish kebab.
Did nothing to him.
Did nothing.
Amazing.
He tore a few of his vital organs, but they're just tears on them.
He is
walked
so lucky.
Away.
Look at it. It's like a lollipop.
Hi.
He's a fairy floss.
It's just
incredible.
It's just
like you'd go buy a lotto ticket after you had it taken out of your bum, wouldn't you?
How's this? His blood pressure and heart rate were also stable.
How did they get him in? Did they carry him like a pig on a spit?
Hi ho, hi ho, it's all the way we go.
Oh, there was a diva-splosion yesterday.
Was there?
A diva-splosion. Two of our favourites came together at a big gay dinner party.
Have I done openers for both of them?
Yeah.
Are we doing double opener? You,
double-handed opener.
Holy mackerel.
It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo. It's Mimi Chat, yo.
I like that.
Mariah.
I just can't.
And...
You wanna. Oh, Brits, I'm gonna.
You wanna talk, Britney? We're gonna talk, Britney. Should we talk, Britney? It's better work, bish.
Not talking Mussolini. He's just a big meanie with a small weenie.
We better talk, Brett.
You achieve nothing else in your time on this show.
Forget that I've done these things.
Oh, Brittus, we're going to talk. This is so exciting. Mariah Carey and Britney Spears arrived at a big gay dinner party.
Yes.
Didn't know the other was going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
It was put in by Britney's best mate, Cade.
Okay.
And Brittus was sitting at the table and turned around, and there Mimi was. Resplendent. I have a photo. They're so natural. Such natural beauties, the two of them. And Britney said, oh my God, Mariah. And Mariah's like, oh my God, Britney. It's the first time they've met ever.
What?
Yes. So Britney totally fangirled and took a photo of them together and uploaded it to her Instagram. Look at them. Look at Mariah's breasts. They're incredible.
I'm looking.
It's hard not to. She's just
Britney,
got
the... there's a lot of things I want to describe about what Britney looks like that will offend so many people.
Britney is doing her best.
She's doing her best.
Yes. She's currently killing it. She's slaying it in Vegas doing a residency. And the reason Mariah has publicly spoken of her love for Britney because she once learnt that Britney likes to paint naked while listening to her music. Course.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's good.
Totally relatable.
It's good to paint naked.
Sure. And what's more inspiring than Mariah Carey?
If you're painting. What, is she painting as in a domestic house?
I think Britney partakes in our canvas.
Artistically painting canvas.
When Britney leaves this world, we could be like Picasso's passing. Just open up the Britney Palace.
I don't want to poo-poo fans of Britney.
Now, in much more exciting news... It was the VH1 Hip Hop Honors, and it was like 90s, full-blown 90s R&B. Yes. R&B Fridays Live on crack, man.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Mariah was back.
Yeah.
Mariah was escorted onto stage by male dancers where she adorned a jet ski. Mariah rode a jet ski.
See, because you've got the photo there, and I saw it just before we went. I'm like, is Mariah on a jet ski? That is inappropriate.
No. How dare you? Listen,
even if that was in the ocean, it's inappropriate. No, on a jet ski.
It's a gold jet ski, bedazzled.
It's a gold jet ski.
If you saw that in the ocean, you'd be wrapped. dressed in a skin-tight black sparkly jumpsuit, which was partially unzipped to reveal her low-cut matching gold bodysuit to gold jet ski, the renowned diva performed her set. Didn't move, though. Just sat there with her legs crossed.
She's back.
While the dancers dragged her around the stage like she was on the ocean.
I love it so much. She could have been on anything that could have wheels, and she chose something that doesn't have wheels, and they had to drag her around.
She had a motorized glamour sled for her dancers to drag her around. But
what a world.
People are saying she redeemed herself. I have some singing.
It's hard to fight through all the other noise and find the singing there.
She sounded amazing.
My eardrums literally had a machete and they were fighting their way through a jungle of crap to get to the voice.
She was conscious. She was knew where she was. She was on a jet ski in a gold jumpsuit and she slayed.
And she didn't whistle.
On a sleigh. We're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
We have two tickets to give away to R&B Fridays Live 2017, Frontier Touring and us presenting today's What's the Superior on 131060 if you want these tickets. What's the Superior practical joke?
Oh, so much fun.
Oh, it's my favourite thing to do.
It's a lot of fun.
We haven't gone through our phase of that yet.
Of practical joking each other.
Just banging each other. Whoa.
your daughters are here.
No.
Rewind. Have a think about your words.
You know, when your brain just... having a
crack, mate.
Nothing I say is not sexual in your endo.
In your endo. You can make anything sexual.
Totally.
We'll put a computer on your desk.
I'll drink your coffee.
I'll move this cup.
I'll bend my knee.
What?
131060, what's a superior practical joke? Now, we all know my favourite one.
Yeah.
Throw a date on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Scream and say it's a cockroach.
Yeah.
I've done it to my kids 50 times. Yeah. I get them every time. They come running in, pick it up, eat it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, you're eating a cockroach.
Pretty fun.
What's your favourite?
I liked Phoner, Practical Jokes. So you call up someone and go, hey, is Mr. Wall there? Oh. And they go, sorry, no. And then you go, is Mrs. Wall there? They're like, no. You're like, are the walls, is the kids there? No. What's holding your roof up there? I liked a lot of those.
So you're Bart Simpson?
Yeah, I'm Bart Simpson.
Calling up Mo.
Yeah, or calling up the bottle-o. Do you have Jim Moon and bottle? We'll let him out. Calling up, is your fridge running? Yeah, catch it when it goes past. We spent so long on the phones doing
did
annoying.
Did you legitimately used to do that?
Yeah, from a payphone as well. We paid to do it.
Wow.
Yep.
You were investing in your comedy from an early age.
In my day, it was 30 cents a pop for a practical
joke. Remember?
Joke.
Oh, my God, 30 cents a phone call.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're literally calling up Mo and just driving him insane. But one time I did a practical joke on my parents at the airport. And I got myself on a genuine watch list.
What did you do?
That was their very first time going overseas in the year 2000. They had never been overseas together.
Yeah.
My father had been overseas on his own. And they were going to a big old Christian festival.
Oh, great.
Billy Graham, for those of you out there, remember Billy Graham from the 70s?
Rocking.
Evangelist. Very rock and roll, my parents.
Yeah.
Off to Amsterdam for a Christian festival. Which is also where they had their first beer ever in their life. They had a light beer in Amsterdam. Everyone tries new drugs in Amsterdam. My dad's was a light beer. Knock yourself out, PB. So at the counter, when they said, are you carrying any illegal substances or contraband? I was like, here's a funny joke. I went, does cocaine count?
Oh,
my God. I thought it was a funny joke.
It's not funny.
It's not a funny joke.
Do you know, it's not funny. Don't muck around with airports.
Federal security were called out to check Dad's bags.
Yeah.
The Reverend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then they said to me, you are banned for life for flying with the airline. That airline was Ansett. They went down the next year. Sucks to be you, Ansett.
My ex-co-host, Whipper, had Hamish from Hamish and Andy put a knife inside a dildo inside his suitcase. And let him check in. Like, talk about.
What?
Yes. I'll never forget. They packed a
it's
knife
amazing.
In a penis thing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was Hamish. I could be wrong. And Whipper had it in his luggage, unbeknownst to him. Got to the airport. Oh, boy. Could be the other way around. But I know that there was a knife inside a penis.
Yeah.
It was not good. 131060, what's a superior practical joke? If you want to go along to R&B Fridays live, you can get tickets from Ticket Taper. We have two to give away next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
Two tickets up for grabs to R&B Fridays live, Thursday 12th and Friday 13th, Kudos Bank Arena. You can get your tickets from Ticket Tech. We've got two to give away now for What's a Superior Practical Joke.
Glad wrap on the toilet seat.
Oh, I love that one. Did you have a Year 12 muck up day?
No, I didn't make it through to Year 12 at normal school. I had to go back and do that at adult learning, TAFE, night school. But I had just many muck-up days. One of my favourite things to do at school, because I grew up in Queensland,
yes.
So during Queensland summer,
yes.
Is you just walk back in the classroom during lunchtime, and everyone's like, why would he go back to the classroom? He's never in there when he's meant to be. And just crush up a whole lot of chalk and then put it atop the ceiling fan.
Oh, my And so that's
when
brilliant.
Everyone comes back in from playtime and they're sweaty and they turn the ceiling.
Wow. the year 12s above me, I'll never forget, they had a long-term practical joke. They used weed killer on the football oval.
Yes.
And they wrote F. You.
Yes.
And then it didn't come out until we got back from summer holidays.
Brilliant.
So they did it like around there last week. We all got back from summer holidays and burnt into the oval was the F word.
Yes.
Oh, it was like dog at school day.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Yeah. And there was nothing. So then the principal made the, like, so they get the gardener out and he's frantically
can't
trying to
mow.
Can't fix it. Sorry,
guys. They burnt it.
Yeah, they burnt it.
Well, that's where I know that cows can't walk downstairs. It was from a muck-up day around my area because someone brought a cow in and walked it upstairs. And they can't walk back down.
We are immature. We've just tapped into our real heartland there. You and I are immature. Ruby. Hey, Ruby. Oh, you took Ruby's. What's a superior practical joke?
Okay, so what we used to do was we'd get the Glad wrap, put it on, pull up the toilet seat, put it all under. Now, we did intend this for a female, but unfortunately a male did, and it went everywhere. And he came out and he was absolutely losing it. He's like, who did this? Why? How did you... And it was the funniest thing.
Yeah. Wow. It's good.
It's gross.
The cleanup's gross.
You know, when we're talking about toilets, this has nothing to do with the practical jokes. Yeah. Do you check for snakes and spiders in the bowl before you sit down?
It depends what toilet I'm sitting in. I'm at my brother's farm, every single time. See, every single time I put a boot on.
I check at home. Oh, me too.
But yeah, you should at your house.
You should, right?
You absolutely should.
Every time I walk in, I look for a python or a spider.
I don't have to where I live.
Never know.
Well, who took the chickens?
Exactly. Tammy, I was just checking I wasn't the only one that looks at snakes in the toilet. Snakes in them. Tammy, hi, Tammy.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What's the superior practical joke?
Okay, so I've done this to my partner.
Runner. Yes, okay.
While he's in the shower, he has to be washing his hair normally. I get the medical tape, the clear medical tape, and I tape the shower door shut. And then I get the flour out and I pour it all over the top while I'm recording it. And I ask him to make me some cake.
Tammy, what's wrong with you?
That is amazing. I want to be in a relationship with Tammy.
Tammy's awesome.
That's great.
It's really
so much effort.
It was sadistic the way she even said it.
I like how she has a little catchphrase, make me some cake.
I get the clear medical tape. Like, why does it have to be clear medical tape?
It's strong. It's got to be strong. I love that. That is amazing, Tammy, and slightly disturbing. Hello, Jared.
Morning, guys.
Hey, mate.
What's the superior practical joke?
Okay, so I work in a factory and we get the bubble wrap and wrap it around the forklift tyres so that when the next person drives it, all you get is bang, 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 bang.
So stupid.
That's good. I like that one. Thank you, Jared. Roberta. Hey, Roberta.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
What's the superior practical joke?
Well, my 7-year-old daughter got very angry at my son one morning and decided she was going to play a joke on him. So she put hand soap on his toothbrush. Took him a week to find out what she'd done.
I love her.
He's just like, that's a nice flavour. Really,
what's going on? Dwayne in Liverpool. Hey, Dwayne.
How you going?
Good, hey, honey. Good, what's the superior practical joke?
Putting an excavator bucket in front of a Waterloo door on your work site and then finding out it was your supervisor.
What? Hang on.
Talk us through that again.
We'll say it again.
I didn't realise. I put an excavator bucket in front of the Waterloo door and then realised it was my supervisor and he couldn't get out.
Excavator bucket.
What's an excavator bucket?
So the big thing that digs holes.
Oh, my God.
When they're excavating
out. Locked your boss in the dunny. Yeah. I love that.
That's a common one, the Portaloo. Like, if you've worked on a work site, you know that when you walk into that Portaloo, you hope that no one notices you walk in.
Taking your life into your own hands.
The worst that's happened to me is I've been in the Portaloo and then everybody on the work site knew that was happening, so they all just took pot shots with bits of rubbish at the Portaloo. Very nervous poo.
Let's give the tickets to Dwayne. Yay. Hey, Dwayne. Dwayne, you're heading off to R&B Fridays Live.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all, Dwayne.
Enjoy that, buddy. Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alphabucks. Download the Alphabucks app to your smartphone now.
Well, this time yesterday, we were getting ready to give away $50,000.
And we did.
We sure did.
To a lovely young lady, Katie, who bought her stepdad some knees.
Gordon, that video is up online and it is so lovely.
As odd as that sounds, that's actually what happened.
Yeah, now because he wants to go trekking with gorillas.
Yeah.
With? To see.
I don't think they walk together.
I don't think they like hold hands and share backpacks and sit around the campfire.
No.
Sing kumbaya.
No.
Jeez. Brett in Windsor. Hey, Brett.
Hey, how you going?
Good luck, mate.
Good luck, buddy. They let a man through, and it's the day after we gave away 50 grand.
Brady, you've got a third child on the way.
That's correct, yes.
Well, I hope, I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
For everything in life.
We really hope, but it's going to be hard. Are you quick off the mark on these? Have you been practicing?
Yes, I have.
All right, buddy. He sounds quick.
Yeah, he sounds quick.
You know what else? He sounds calm.
Yeah, you got to be the PPP is the letter P.
No worries.
For personal best.
What do you do for a job, Brett?
Sell car parts. Spare parts and stuff.
I could tell. I could tell.
What, for older cars? For vintage vehicles?
No. Mazdas, Subarus and Kias.
Oh, okay.
Mate, he's no fuss. No nonsense.
Well, I need some help for my old 40-year-old Land Cruiser. There's some parts I need.
All right, Brady.
Here we go. So I've told you your letter. P for personal best. You get 30 seconds. Time starts after the first question. Can only use an answer once. Got to take your first answer. Righto, Brett. Here we go. Name a celebrity chef.
Pass.
A video game.
Pass.
A Disney movie.
Peter Pan.
A unit of measurement.
Pass.
A song.
Pass.
A language.
Pass.
A shampoo brand.
Pantene.
A gemstone.
Pass.
A type of tree.
Pine tree.
A shoe store.
I know.
Mate, I've told you it was going to be hard, but Brett, I love it. I love that you didn't know a unit of measurement, but you knew a shampoo brand.
Yeah, buddy,
perfect.
$300, Brett. Well done.
No worries. Beautiful.
Good on you, Brett. Thanks for calling in, buddy. I told you before we went, I went, well, this isn't going to happen.
I couldn't answer most of those.
No.
What is a unit of measurement starting with P?
There's actually quite a lot.
What is it?
Percent, pinch, pint,
pixel, pound. Oh, see, I wouldn't have put that in that context.
Yeah.
I went metre.
It's the wording. Is the wording of things.
It's like they don't want to give it
away. When they don't want to give money away because Jace is broke. Hey, wait a minute. We're back to $10,000. We're back in clue-giving territory.
Oh! Can we give clues now, Jace? I'm watching his bald head. Yeah, great. He's giving me a thumbs up.
No.
Fantastic. Big yes. What's the letter at 8 o'clock? Amazing. Shut up, Amelia. You shut up. I'm going to HR. You're in trouble. Oh, Friday the 29th of September. If you're in possession of a teenage daughter, have I got something for you? Joining
I'll
us.
Show myself out.
You might know. You know a teenage daughter. You know
I
mine.
I do know. I know.
She's sitting
I know
out there.
A teenager. Over. She's right there.
Right there.
Not listening.
Shut up. She loves it. Girls Who Glow. It's happening. It's called Girls Who Glow. It's happening at the where's it happening?
Cronulla Sailing Club.
See, I thought it was Cronulla, but it says Cronule on mine. And I'm like, is this an unknown Sydney suburb? Cronule, but it's Cronulla. Tegan Nash and Liv Phelan, welcome.
Hello.
Now, you guys are running a big day out of self-esteem for teenage girls, and it's for 13 to 17-year-old girls. No mums allowed.
Ooh, yeah. No.
Tell us about, this is such a great idea. The Sebastian Foundation is who are running it. Obviously, Jules and Guy's Foundation. Go to sebastianfoundation.org for tickets. But what are we doing once we drop our girls off to you? What's
that? I just want to say big day out for like self-esteem and everything. That is the greatest new explanation for it. So we're going to steal that,
Em. Take it.
Basically, Girls Who Glow, it's just, a day for empowering girls to be the best versions of themselves. And Teagues and I both come from this background in kids' TV, actually.
Yes.
And both also studied a bit of nutrition and I did psychology. And we just got to this point where we're getting so many messages about bullying and anxiety and depression and body image and all these issues that teen girls go through. And we just thought we need to start a day to combine our studies and our demographic and what we're so passionate about and put on this day for girls and make it fun and just make them feel great about themselves. And that's how it was born.
So,
when you drop the kids off, what happens?
What happens? So we've got 5 core topics. We talk about nutrition and it's really interactive. So, you know, all the girls are up and they're cooking. Then we go into exercise. Then we have a social media and body image panel that we talk about, you know, all of the issues that come with social media.
Yes.
Then we talk about relationships and then mental health, and then we finish off the day with a bit of goal setting and gratitude.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great,
I
guys.
Come
along. But the thing is, we've got these girls the people that are coming along, our guest speakers, you know, we've got Libby Babbitt from the Buff Girls who was on Biggest Loser, and we've got Sam Wood running our one in Melbourne and for exercise, and we've got these actresses and presenters and athletes that these girls idolise, that they come along and they just strip it all back. You know, they talk about, you watch us on TV, but I'm suffering from depression, or just to give this realness to it, and we just try to make it really fun and interactive, but also just tackle these really really tough issues.
Yeah, and it's good because, I mean, obviously my kids are looking now and recognise you from the Loop and Saturday Disney, but you are on the ground. You are with our kids all the time, and so they're the ones that would, I imagine a lot of them would have confided in you via email and Twitter and Instagram.
Definitely,
and,
yeah.
So it's good that it's not a bunch of adults telling a bunch of kids how to be. Like, they've got, it's good that you two, well, you know, you're one of their own. So that's fantastic.
We're kind of like a big sister.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people think that they're going to get there and we're going to stand up the front and then we say goodbye and then that's it. But no, every one of our guest speakers, they come for the whole day. They interact with the kids. They're like, well, you know, they're eating lunch with them. They're chatting. Yeah. It's,
we join in as well in all of the activities. And
awesome.
Yeah.
So. And once they leave, we have this, you know, connection that we keep in touch with everybody. And it's like we're a friend now.
Yeah.
Such a good idea.
It is. I haven't said much because I'm a boy and your world confuses me.
Guys, that's okay. Coming to you soon.
Yeah, great. But the idea around bullying, this is a complex issue because there is an element of it that you will never eradicate. Mm. It is an unfortunate part of life, but it's a part of life. Some of it's very nasty and needs to go away. But is that, in when you talk about all the things that social media has, is it about how to deal with that online bullying rather than get rid of it?
It's about it's about the girls and how they handle themselves in it, because that's all they can control.
Definitely. Like, we talk about trolling, you know, because being in their media, you do experience a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And so just like, how to deal with, you know, those trolls, because, I mean, bullying has been around forever.
And unfortunately, it will continue.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, acknowledging that and, you know, figuring out how to deal with it.
And I think the way we've kind of done that is, for example, we just had our Gold Coast one and we had a beautiful actress come along, and she has dealt with terrible bullying through school and then through online. And she spoke to the girls about how she dealt with it and how she now still deals with it. And so we get people that have gone through these things, whether it be bullying, whether it be bad relationships, whether it be, you know, a terrible accident that they've had. So we have people that can speak from firsthand about these issues.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And also, it's school holidays, and who knows what to do with a 13 to 17-year-old on a bloody school holiday.
Send them along. We're coming to Melbourne as well. We're doing that one on Monday, which is exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Good girls. Taking it national. Tegan and Nash. No.
Tegan and Liv. I'm happy to be called Nash.
I thought you would be. Tegan and Liv, Girls Who Glow. Tickets available at thesebastianfoundation.org. Get your kids along. It's next Friday at the Cronulla Sailing Club.
Cronulla.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you
so much. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
We're tossing up over raves.
I haven't had a drink in 9 weeks.
Okay, we're doing that one. Harley hasn't had a drink in 9 weeks.
So what happened was
Is this really because of what I said?
No, it's what I said in the situation.
Okay.
And then I'm the most stubborn man in the world. I had to stick to it because I said it. So I was on tour with Russell Howard.
Yes.
Back in June, July.
Yes.
And I was just getting a bit hectic.
Yeah.
It was where we'll leave it.
You're on tour.
I'm on tour.
You're living it up, but just having.
That's right.
Just having a few cordials.
And while on tour, I said to myself, it's time to have a bit of a break. And I recommend to anybody out there that drinks and enjoys the amber liquid or the clear spirit or whatever it is.
The rosé.
That ails you. To have a break.
Sure.
Every now and then. Because it is a drug that you're putting into your body. It does distort your perception of the world.
So
and
you?
Also your inner organs can suffer. So have a break is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So I said I'm going to have a break.
Yeah,
in my
said
head.
Harley. That's enough, son.
I had some things I had to do as well. I was doing my own shows and some other things. And I was like, I can't keep up with breakfast radio, new baby, live tour.
Busy working mum.
Busy working mum. So I said, I'm not going to have a drink. On air, you said, how long are you going to have a not drink for? And I'm like, I don't know. I've not set a date on it. You said, how about the end of the year? And I went, calm your fart. How about the end of the survey break?
Yeah.
And then and we were like, yeah, cool. And then when I got off here, I'm like, wait, that's 9 weeks away. Why did I say that?
I have to say, you are drinking's Harley Breen.
I'm drinking's Harley Breen.
Like, not, you don't have a problem, but you are. You love beer. You study it. You're a connoisseur. Yes. You like all of that stuff. We're not saying like in a seedy way.
I'm not glorifying
in a student
drinking.
Way. No,
but drinking has always been a big part of my hashtag brand.
Yes,
it
hashtag
has.
Brand.
Yeah,
and so
I do a show called That's the Drink Talking.
Exactly. So when you said you were going to go 9 weeks,
yeah.
And you've been tested.
Yeah,
you've been tested so many times.
I have
times.
Been so many. Two weddings. I've been to. I've done
countless gigs.
A huge moment in my career was I sold out a venue that I've been playing at for years and years. Sold that out. Didn't have a drink
that
day.
Didn't celebrate.
Wow. My chickens were taken.
Chickens
couldn't even commiserate.
Cruelly taken.
Anyway, I didn't drink. Today
is it.
Is the
everyone
day.
Everyone needs
do you know
to know.
I did?
Oh, God. Today, everyone needs to know that the 9 weeks is over and you're going to responsibly
I went out,
have a little sip, sip, sip.
I went out and bought a beer. Yesterday.
Oh, you bought a beer.
A beer.
I like that you're easing
it's
in
the fridge.
Yes.
It's going in the bag with me.
What kind of beer?
So
how much was that beer?
I'm kicking myself that I can't remember the exact name of the beer, but it is a.
How much?
It's an ale. Mm. It's a barrel aged. So they've put the beer in a Scotch barrel.
Oh my God.
And aged it in a Scotch
that is
barrel.
Serious James Bond.
It has a cork and a wax seal on
what
it.
What a wank.
What?
It's 1 pint and it cost me $42.
Jeez, someone's got the full Foxtel package.
It's 11.3% alcohol volume.
Good Lord.
A regular heavy beer hovers around the 4.8 to 5.3.
What?
So
Harley's going to be seeing through
sip,
time.
Sipping. Sip, sip, sipping.
Well, good on you for having
Thank
the
you,
9 weeks. I'm very proud of
yep.
you. You enjoy your $44 beer.
I will drunk like everything later on.
Expect, yeah, oh no. It's all of a sudden my phone, I'll get a response to a text message. That's how I'll know.
Yeah, all of a sudden all of your Instagrams will be liked.
Is that a, is that
you get a like. You get a like.
So the $44 beer. Well done, mate. We like to keep our hive minds busy.
Yeah.
And one of the things you and I enjoy doing are would you rathers.
Yes.
And we thought, against Jace's wishes, that we would do a whole segment dedicated to disgusting would you rathers.
Does he not want us to do this?
I don't think he likes would you rather.
Oh.
Because we tried to keep putting it in. And
would you rather me turn up to work, Jace?
So 131060, Sydney, you're in on this. We're going to do a would you rather. We have an opener.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Okay.
Nice.
131060, producers, please unlock the lines. Would you rather? Ben is going to deliver you and I. We don't
know
the would you rather. We don't know it. Sydney, we're hearing this at the same time as you.
To explain the game, if you don't know how would you rather works, it can't work exactly the way I think it should work on radio because hectic.
Jace, I don't hate this segment. How dare you?
Oh, right.
Great, Jace.
I was confused.
Put it at 8 o'clock when we come back.
Yeah. So would you rather should be something absolutely disgusting, grotesque that you would never want to do, and something absolutely grotesque and disgusting you wouldn't want to do. Two options, and you do it with someone you trust very much, and then they have to choose one.
And you have to keep it open. There can be no. It has to be open. You can't go nah. You got to think about
you
it.
Have you have to choose one.
You got to keep your brain going.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's basically just an excuse to say some really rank things.
Be disgusting. Okay, so Ben has picked today's Would You Rather. Sydney,
yes.
Listening, 131060, you have to answer this as well. What is it?
Would you rather everything you eat always has a pubic hair, a used Band-Aid, or a discarded fingernail somewhere inside it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or everything you drink is either dirty, slightly off, or not the right temperature?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that.
It's nasty.
Okay. So I think eating the Band-Aid and the toenail and the pube, do I have to eat it or can I pick around it? Or must I consume pube, Band-Aid and toenail?
No, you don't have to consume it, but
so
there
you just
will
know
always
it's there.
Be one of them hidden in every
so
meal.
So you're always on alert,
yeah,
no matter what.
Always
I'm
on alert.
I'm fine with that because I'm pretty sure that's happening anyway.
Yeah, I think I would go with eating pubes over drinking something that's off.
Yeah, I don't want something that's off, not the right temperature.
No.
Or dirty.
Or dirty. Nah.
No.
Nah, you don't want that.
Liquid is life.
Yeah, you're right. So I think water. I'll take my chances with a pubic band-aid and a toenail.
Yeah.
It's purely because you can pick around it.
And also, if you know that it's in there.
Yeah, you just have to eat it.
You just like, well, there it is.
Every now and then you might. For a little bit of protein.
Oh, mate, the amount of stuff you're eating that you don't know.
Do you know what I mean? I told you my theory. If you ever send anything back to a kitchen, they just sprinkle it on top like parmesan.
Yes.
Just a little bit of pubic hair.
Have you heard of a date worm?
What's a date worm?
Worms that are inside dates.
Oh.
And I didn't.
That's not what
worms
I thought.
Worms that go on dates.
I was thinking about like
I didn't
perfect
know.
Match. There's a Dexter worm.
Well, there's quite a common little worm that just sits inside your date. Right. And I was like, well, I've eaten heaps of those.
Think about all the poo we eat all day. Just the particles.
Oh, yeah. The poo flying around in the air.
You know, and you put your hand on an escalator, you're essentially licking the bum of every person in Australia.
Well. Sure.
13, 10, 60.
There's a visual.
Would you
pubic your meal?
Would
you
rather?
Off drink.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls next. Lots of calls coming in. Well, some may say we've been sabotaged, but sadly our phone lines are down. So we can't take calls on Would You Rather. I think someone has done that deliberately. I think maybe Jace has blocked them. So we will move on to something else because we couldn't discuss whether Sydney would eat a pube or drink something off.
Yeah.
Damn you.
I'd eat a pube.
So today we are going on a week holiday.
That's correct.
And you know what, you guys, don't be sad because Harley and I need to go off and have adventures because legitimately run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You can't imagine coming up with 27 things to talk about every day.
If I've got to talk about going to the shops with my kids again.
So we're all heading off and I, for some reason, am always in charge of the travel plans.
Yes.
I'm always the captain.
For some reason.
Well, no.
You're not letting anybody else take the reins?
I would.
What?
I would.
Would you?
I stuff.
You would blindly just shut your eyes to any.
Have you seen how much outsourcing I've done of my life recently? Yes. I literally have a person now who answers my emails for me.
Yeah, I find that ridiculous.
So that's what's going on. I'm very
busy. 400 unanswered emails.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a very busy woman.
Yes.
So anyway, and I stuff them up every time.
Right.
We missed four of us missed a flight home from Italy this time last year. Do you remember?
Yep.
We were stuck in Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, how terrible for us.
Yeah.
And every year, every time, we'll miss a flight. I'll get something wrong. It'll be the wrong hotel. My license is expired and we can't hire a car, so we're stranded. That happened last time. It's true to form. I have stuffed up this holiday. Yeah. Also, first of all, my husband is in Bali surfing at the moment.
Yes.
And he's meeting us in Byron Bay. And I forgot to book him a flight home.
From Bali to Byron.
And I found that out yesterday.
School holidays.
School holidays.
Yeah, that'll be cheap.
And there's a volcano and maybe an ash cloud.
Amazing.
And so he rang me yesterday. He's like, oh, can I have my flight home? I don't have any information. I'm like, sure, let me just get that up.
Didn't do it.
I just forgot.
Just didn't do it.
Flat out forgot. So that's being dealt with.
I feel like he's in the best part of that situation. If you've got to book the flight over,
it's fine.
But he's stuck in Bali with his surfboard.
With his surfboard.
I think he's
with three surfboards, by the way.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, so we sorted the flight out, obviously. And then he said, where's the accommodation you're staying at? I'm like, okay, good, I've done that. So I looked up the accommodation at the house we're staying at.
Yeah.
And I made the booking start on Sunday, and we're arriving today. Oh.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm an idiot. Because numbers and I are not friends. Because numbers flip themselves around.
So what
on
are
me.
You doing for 2 days?
So, well, we've got to try and find a hotel in Byron Bay on school holidays, on the first weekend of school holidays, to stay in before we can move into our house.
Nimbin's nearby.
Just pitch a tent.
I've got some mates up there.
I bet you do. Do you have a person in your life who seems to drain the life right out of you, yet you just can't get them out of your mind? Why are you looking at me?
I was just thinking of what you were saying.
Why did you just fixate right down on me?
Is this an intervention? You're bringing an intervention on yourself.
I don't drain the life out of you, do
you're
I?
You're the one that said the words.
Shut up. Your eyes said the words. Your eyes said you, Em. Well, I've got something for you to rid you of me.
Oh.
Yes. Apparently, then that means I'm a psychic vampire.
What?
Uh-huh.
You're not a psychic vampire.
Well, I am a
psychic.
How dare you?
Vampire.
I am a psychic vampire.
Look, I'll
vampire.
Back you in that you're a doctor, but you're not a psychic
I'm
vampire.
I'm a psychic vampire.
Right. Well, then tell me how Gwyneth, I get rid of you then.
Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop, you know, the one that has the jade eggs for your vag and the $200 moon dust smoothies.
And the sticker bullshit.
And the sticker
bought.
Stuff, the NASA stickers.
Mate.
Well, now they have psychic vampire repellent. Oh, yeah, for 30 bucks. Nah, listen, it's good, okay? What, basically, if there is a person in your life that's just draining you,
yeah,
and but they're stuck in your mind, they're psychic vampires, okay? And if you spray the mist around your aura, they will evict from your head and you create a shield that they will not be able to penetrate. This is true, okay?
There are genuine laws against this.
The psychic spray includes elixirs of tiger's eye labradine, pneumite, and clear quartz. And also, if you spray it, right, spray it around you, it's a shield, and the psychic vampires...
Quentin Paltrow, I'm calling you out.
No.
You are a snake oil salesman and you are robbing people of money because you're selling bullshit and they're desperate enough to believe it.
Listen to what the main ingredient. Do you want to hear the ingredient list?
Yeah, I do.
Number one, love. Love is the first ingredient. Shut up. And then number two is Reiki, which is an energy healing technique. I don't know how they've condensed a massage down into a bottle, but
God. They've made liquid Reiki.
And sonically tuned reverse osmosis water and charged crystal chips.
Sorry. You tell me that water again.
Sonically tuned reverse osmosis. Yeah. Because you want, if you're taking in vibes from a vampire, you're doing it via osmosis, okay? So if you have a spray that is reverse osmosis, that means that they're going to have to back right on out of your aura. Oh, I'm going to get a vat of this shit and roll around in it continuously because everyone in my life is like, I'm a psychic vampire to myself.
And she should be charged with fraud.
I need the repellent for myself from myself.
So you'll run away from yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of my head. I'll take all of it. Take all my money.
I'm going to get so I am here.
Can everyone please order this to me? All the producers.
Gwyneth Paltrow, shame.
Vampire.
Shame on you, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Jesus Christ.
Shame on you.
I'll have all of the vampire psychic repellent. It's got love in it.
It's disgusting.
The world needs love when you spray you with some repellent, put some love in you and some quartz and some tiger eye.
I don't want any of this shit near me.
This is
the Emerciano Radio Show
with Holly Green.
Oh, good morning, Debbie in Windsor.
We're going to do the opening.
Can you relax?
Okay.
Can you let me do my job?
Sauce.
Jeez. Hi, Debbie in Windsor.
Hi, how are you? Happy R&B Fridays.
Thanks, babes. Mate. Are you ready to play this?
I am.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your smartphone now.
Sometimes I like to change things up.
Apparently.
Sometimes I get a bit bored, you know? I think Sydney gets a bit bored. We like just flip it around.
Sometimes I just sit on the sidelines.
Deb, you've been practicing on the app.
I have, like a madman. I run off all the time and go and play. I sneak off at work.
Oh, good on you, Debbie, but sucks to be you. We gave 50 away yesterday.
I know, yesterday. You know.
But what a worthy recipient.
Yeah.
No, it was great. And everyone's watching the video and going, that's so good. Did you set it up? I'm like, we genuinely did not set that up in any way.
No, we didn't set
it's
it up.
It's so crazy. You couldn't have asked for a better radio
story.
It's
a genuine thing.
Yeah.
Please believe me.
Yeah, it was genuine.
We are not dead on the inside yet.
No.
We didn't plan that.
Yeah.
We didn't find somebody that needed knees.
Her dad needed knees and she gave him knees.
Yeah.
Debbie, do you need knees? What do you need?
I need a new car. Mine's duct taped together.
Oh.
Duct tape. Duct tape car. That's not safe.
All right, let's do it.
All right, your letter's C, Debbie.
Perfect.
C. A, B, C.
Ch. Yep.
There you go.
Got it.
You have 30 seconds. We have to take your first answer. You can only use an answer once. Your time starts after the first question, which I'm going to do right now. Are you ready, Debbie?
Got it.
Great. Name a musical instrument.
Clarinet.
A superhero.
Pass.
A gym.
Pass.
A famous female model.
Cara Delevingne.
An AFL team.
Crows.
A herb.
Coriander.
A tool.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
Chanel.
A piece of furniture.
Couch.
A dog breed.
Pass.
A superhero.
Pass.
A gym.
Oh,
Frank.
Man, you were very quick.
You were good.
Super quick. Just missed a few there.
Is Captain America there?
Captain America
Catwoman. Oh, Catwoman. Yeah. What was the gym? That was hard.
The gym was Crunch Fitness or City Gym.
Who's heard of them?
Yeah, no one.
Some would say Jason.
Jason's really out of money, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I love that everyone knows how povo Jason is.
You get $600.
How dare you? $600 goes to you, Debbie. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
131060, this is a complete different subject we're talking about. I need your opinion, 131060.
Ooh, I love
call
giving my
up,
opinions.
And here is what we've got.
Let me get into my opinion giving. Okay, I'm putting my things away.
I am going on holiday today, as are you.
Yes.
And if you're not, sucks to be you. I'm going down to what I refer to as Australia's New Zealand, Tasmania.
Yes.
A beautiful state.
Yes.
A lovely place.
Fantastic.
And I'm going with my best friend and his family.
Yes.
It's my family and his family.
Whoa.
We're going in one house. Oh, it's fun. We've known each other for a very long time.
A lot of children.
Four children.
Yes.
A 7-month-old, an 18-month-old, a 3.5-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Oh, poor Leonard.
Hectic.
He's king of the kids.
Yeah.
He's the oldest. I was always the oldest at events because I'm the oldest cousin. And
yeah,
be hectic
but it's
young
fine
kids.
Because we just found out he can do a poo in an outhouse that doesn't even have a door. You just look out over the valley. He's going to enjoy it.
Oh, that makes
sense. Who doesn't want to do that?
It's great.
Anyway, we're going away, right? It's in one house. We found it on Airbnb. Beautiful house in the middle of the bush.
Yeah.
It's great. It's only 3 rooms, though.
Yeah.
And so there was a discussion about what room is what family is taking what room.
Who gets which room?
So there's two situations.
Yes.
There's a room with a double bed.
Yes.
With another room with bunk beds beside that room.
Yep.
That's one situation. And then the other room is the master bedroom, which has an ensuite, but just the one big queen-size bed in it.
Okay.
And I said to them, because there are two girls that sleep in their own beds independently, I went, listen, we'll take the master bedroom because
so
Walter's still in the
you
bed
so
with
generous
us and Leonard can just go on the floor.
So
and they're
generous
like, cool.
Yeah.
They got there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got a message from my best friend go, we're taking the master bedroom because it rules. Sucks to be you. I think that is bullshit. Because we had a discussion.
Okay.
They asked the question.
Yes.
And I gave the answer.
Yeah, but it's the classic first in, best dress.
No, because
it doesn't matter if you call
discussion
dibs. Dib, dib, dub, dub, doesn't matter. First in, best dress.
So then what do I do?
What are you going to do? Get there and physically chuck their stuff out?
Shit on his bed.
Can you stop suggesting that as an answer to every problem in mine and yours lives? Anytime I bring up anything, you suggest either in the cup
that's
or on their bed.
Actually,
don't
amongst the most incorrect thing you've ever said, and there's a lot. I've said
hang
it twice.
Hang on, you're nodding.
I've said
how
it
many times
twice
did you say poo in a cup yesterday?
Yeah, but
how many times?
That was one break, and now I'm saying shit on his bed. I've done it twice.
That's a general thing.
And you
theme
just
running
said everything.
Yes.
I was nodding, so saying, yeah, you should, you should.
Yes, of course I should. 131060, what do I do?
So you want to know if you have rights to the master bedroom because you called it first?
Because they asked me if I wanted to call it, and I gave them a reason for why it would be better that we were in that room.
But can I ask you?
I saw the floor plans, and I was like, as
yeah,
if I'm not
exactly
in that room.
And if the situations were reversed.
Do you know what else I was secretly going to do? Is put Leonard in the bunk bedroom with their kids as well.
So really it's just you and Hannah and Walt in one room.
Correct.
And your best friend and 9,000 children in
yes
another.
Yeah.
Gee, what a guy.
But I reckon I can still take it back, can't I?
Are you going to take the room back?
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Can you?
It's my idea to go on the holiday in the first place. Sure, they did all the booking and planning of everything.
No.
Oh, 1360, who gets the master bedroom
who gets
in this situation? He does. So it's first in. He was
this
there.
Crap. All in wrestle.
We are solving a little dilemma that you found yourself in with your
yes
best friend.
I claimed the master bedroom for the Airbnb that we're staying in because they asked which one would suit you guys. We've got a younger child than them that's still sharing our bed.
Right.
And we've had the oldest child as well who would be more than happy to sleep on the floor.
Right.
So they said, okay, and they'll take the other two bedrooms.
Yeah,
make
right
it two.
Well, one in adjoining.
Yeah, yeah. So they get a double bed and then a room full of bunk beds.
Yeah.
How fun!
Oh, great! And all the kids.
Yeah, and I was going to put
you were going to shunt Lem your
in
kid
there
into there. And
so
then
they got there a day early,
yeah,
and have taken.
Yep. As they should.
They've taken
they're pirates.
The master.
They're holiday pirates.
Hannah actually said to me, she goes, I respect that.
I respect it too. Because you know what? There's no, I wouldn't do that out of politeness.
Goes,
I want to.
Yeah. She said, if they didn't do that, I would judge them.
So Harley wants to know who's in the right. Who gets the master?
Yes.
The person who called it or the person
yes
who took it?
Yeah.
I love that. Abby. Hey, Abby.
Hi. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you, Abby.
What
do you reckon?
I have something that might solve your problem.
Yes.
So say that the accommodation is
$500.
Yes.
One pays $260, one pays $240, and the person that spends the more gets the master.
Okay, see, this is, I was going to bring that up with him because I am more than willing to pay for that room.
That might be a good idea for you.
Yes.
Okay, so you're just going to bribe them?
Should just, yeah.
Terrific.
I'll pay for my privilege.
Oh, do you want to sleep in the bed now? Their hand.
No, well, they've already been in it for a night.
Yeah, you can't. They've got all their juices are in the sheets.
Here's
now.
The curveball.
Okay.
We get there this afternoon,
yes.
And they are away tonight because they have to be in another section.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, are you prepared to unpack up people's belongings and move them? Oh, you're going to do it.
I'm not.
It's happening. Oh, my God. I can see it in his eyes.
I'm just going to open the door and turf it out in the hallway.
All out war. Oh, my God. You're going to move them out. Okay. Why don't we even do the phone out? You've already decided.
They also said that they would be more than happy to take Walt and Leonard for the night if Hannah and I wanted some special moments together, which I think I could make. What's it all about that?
Well, you don't want people knowing when you're having your special moments. What are you, booking it in the diary? Take the kids.
The whole neighbourhood know around my area.
Oh, all right, majestical lover. All right, Fabio.
We all got here via that.
Not the whole neighbourhood,
Your parents did roots and made you.
Are you? Okay. I'm going to ask these questions off air. Claudia. Hey, Claudia.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's your suggestion?
Well, you could poo on the bed, but
yes.
Then
I like that,
that would leave both families out. So maybe
don't
do that.
If I can't have it, no one can have it.
Yeah, absolutely. But what you could probably do is, because they're going to be out tonight, maybe take the room and say, look, I'm going to have the first half of the holiday, you have the second half, and by the time the second half comes, they're not going to be bothered to move their stuff.
No one's packing up after that.
No one's packing up. That's exactly what they're... Yeah.
So
I'm
you
gonna
could
take
share it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to take the room tonight.
Yeah.
And then hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it's war.
I can see that in your eyes. You're so competitive.
Nah, yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. The Emrosiano.